With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With Tropical Storm Debbie moving so slowly along the coast, parts of the Carolinas could see more devastating flooding. Savannah, Georgia resident Michael Jones says his home was swamped in no time flat.
Water started pouring inside the house, and furniture stopped floating everywhere. Next thing you know, less than an hour and a half, the refrigerator cocked sideways like it was kicking a wheelie.
The storm blamed for at least a half dozen deaths. Democrat vice presidential candidate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz wasting no time attacking Republican VP contender Senator J.D. Vance.
Like all regular people I grew up with in the heartland, J.D. studied at Yale, had his career funded by Silicon Valley billionaires, and then wrote a bestseller trashing that community. Come on!
Senator Vance focusing on the policies embraced by Walz, saying that Kamala Harris couldn't have a more radically left running mate.
This is a person who listened to the Hamas wing of her own party and selecting a nominee. This is a guy who's proposed shipping more manufacturing jobs to China, who wants to make the American people more reliant on garbage energy instead of good American energy.
And today, the Democrat ticket will travel to Wisconsin. Also at SRNnews.com, the primary voters have spoken. Missouri Democrat Congresswoman Squad Member Cori Bush defeated by Wesley Bell. Missouri voters have chosen Lieutenant Governor Mike Keogh as a Republican nominee for governor. Crystal Quaid wins the Democrat primary. And Democrat Alyssa Slotkin and Republican Mike Rogers win their respective U.S. Senate primaries in Michigan. The new leader of Hamas, the mastermind behind the horrific October terror attack on Israel. No reports of injuries or significant damage from an earthquake. Aftershocks rattled parts of Southern California last night. On Wall Street this morning, Dow features up 296 points. This is SRN News. The ACLU is suing a Christian school.
Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, fired a male employee when he announced that he would begin living as a woman, and the American Civil Liberties Union has filed suit. The man had only worked for Liberty a couple of months before making his announcement, causing some to wonder if his employment was just a calculated effort to get the university in court. Religious institutions are generally exempt from anti-discrimination law in hiring. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New federal rules designed to promote transgenderism among students at public schools and colleges are in effect now, but only across about half the nation. The courts have temporarily blocked enforcement in 25 states and hundreds of individual colleges and schools. The Biden administration rules are aimed primarily at Republican-majority states, which have banned sex change operations on kids. Those states have also barred males from using female restrooms or locker rooms and banned males from playing on female sports teams. SRN News. It may have been a case of metal fatigue that claimed the lives of some U.S. service personnel.
Documents obtained by the Associated Press show that a gear crack that led to the fatal crash of a V-22 Osprey last year may have been started by weak spots in a metal used to manufacture that part. The crash off the coast of Japan killed 8 Air Force Special Operations Command service members. It was the second time in less than 2 years that a catastrophic failure of a part of the Osprey's prop rotor gearbox, which serves as its transmission, has caused a fatal accident. In 2022, 5 Marines were killed when a different part failed. The Osprey can speed to a target like an airplane, then rotate its engines to land like a helicopter. But some components have worn down earlier than the military expected. Investigators are still investigating. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com.